Wednesday. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today we're going to start thinking about Moses, and we're going to think about Moses quite a bit because Moses is a very big person in the Old Testament. Going to start off with the story of who knows where Moses comes from. Who knows who Moses was? Oh, that's right. His name means taken from the water. That was very clever of you. That's right. So he's taken from the water, taken from the rushes, by Pharaoh's daughter. Because we're told in the scriptures that a Pharaoh came who did not know Joseph. So remember last time we were talking about Joseph, and Joseph helped the Egyptians and Joseph helped the Pharaoh, and he became very powerful and wealthy in Egypt. But then there came a Pharaoh who didn't know about Joseph and didn't know about God. And if that Pharaoh was, as some people think he was, Ramses II, he was also a Pharaoh who wanted to build a great many huge, enormous temples and statues to the gods and various things at a place called Luxor, which I think is known in Greek mythology. Some of you will have heard of Thebes. It's the same place, a very famous city in the ancient world, Luxor. And this magnificent city gets built. Now, in the ancient world, how do you build things? Well, you use slave labor. And so the Israelites had turned into slaves. The Hebrew people had been turned into slaves in Egypt. And they were laboring to build these beautiful, magnificent buildings, which if you Google, you can see them now. Or maybe you will go to Egypt and see them in the flesh. And they are quite extraordinary. And the Pharaoh was apparently very cruel. And one of the things he was worried about was he was worried there were too many people being born to his slaves. And so he wanted to have all the boys killed at a certain time. And Moses' sister put him in a basket made of reeds and sent him down the river. And she watched to see where he went. And he was found, of course he was found, by Pharaoh's daughter, the princess. And so Moses gets brought up inside of Pharaoh's house. It's a very interesting story. So you might, I don't think in the list of symbols I sent you, I don't think there is a picture of Moses being drawn from the bulrushes, but it's such an important part of the story of salvation, I thought I would tell it to you. Never mind, Moses grows up in Egypt, doesn't he? And then he gets into trouble as a young man because he sees one of the Egyptian slave runners, owners, overseers, whipping a Hebrew slave, and he actually kills that person. And then he runs away and he hides in the wilderness. And our first symbol that we're going to get of Moses is something that happens to him in that time when he's hiding in the wilderness. So he's run away from Egypt. He's run and he is hiding, and he has found a family who's looking after him, and he's got married to one of their daughters, and he's looking after his father-in-law's sheep. While he's looking after his father-in-law's sheep, he sees something strange. Who knows what he sees? Oh, you do, don't you? He sees a burning bush. He sees a bush that's on fire, but it's not being damaged by the fire. It's just burning. And he goes close to investigate. And as he goes near, he hears the voice of God saying, "Moses, Moses, take off your shoes, for you are standing on holy ground." And so he takes off his shoes. And then he and God have a conversation in which God says, I am God, I am. And tells Moses that his job is to go and rescue God's people from slavery and take them back to the land of their forefathers, to the land of their ancestors. And Moses spends quite a lot of time saying to God, "I'm not the right person, you should choose somebody else." But eventually he agrees. And so we have the symbol of Moses and the burning bush. And I think that's probably enough for today. We'll talk a bit more about Moses tomorrow. But for now, let's close our eyes. Lord, with great signs and wonders, you spoke to Moses in a way that he couldn't ignore. But in our own time, you whisper in our hearts too, come, follow me, do my will in the world. And we ask that we might have hearts ready to say yes to you, to hear you, and to respond to your whisper in our hearts. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.